Now, live from the River Ouse at the Dragon Boat Race 2023.
My name's Wayne Chadwick, and we are broadcasting from the River Ouse. And you're thinking, whatever. Well, it's the Dragon Boat Race today, organised by the Rotary Club of York. I've got two guests with me in the studio. Well, one is an old favourite, of course, Dave Parker.
Morning.
Morning, how are you doing?
I'm all right, mate. Bit early, but I'm all right.
Of course, you're going to be presenting the Retro Chart Show today, aren't you, later on?
I am, from down by the river as well. Never done that before.
No, we've got it all set up properly for you, and then we've got that big app that we normally wear.
We've got all my jingles.
We've got all your jingles. And we've also got a guest who we had in the studio last year, JPS Joel from the US of A. I always say US of A because that's what he used to say, that comedian. What's his name? From Kazakhstan.
What? Borat?
Borat. He used to say, from the US of A.
Oh, yeah, I've seen a bit of Borat.
Have you seen it?
yeah, a little bit. But anyways, what's up, everyone? How's it going?
So it's great to have you back. I mean, last year, of course, you came to film with us almost 1 year ago, down in our other little studio on Gudrum Gate. Yeah. And you've come back for a bit more, Joel.
I have. I had to come back. It was just irresistible. Y1 Radio, just can't get away from them, unfortunately.
It was interesting because last year, Dave, do you remember when Joel released the video? There were so many comments.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah.
And I couldn't get over the rude comments about you particularly.
Well, we've just been talking about that, actually, about the fact that there were loads of comments in there about us. Joel's used to it. We're used to it, really, aren't we?
Course,
but yeah, there were
course.
Some really, really, really nasty comments.
Yes,
about
I know.
Wayne.
I mean, I
hey, as long as they go for YouTube and not me, I'm okay.
I know. Yeah. You see, well, he was the victim, you see.
Of course, yeah.
He was down as the victim, you see. We were...
The perpetrators.
It was these two horrendous radio presenters trying to put Joel under pressure. And you were fighting your own corner, mate. You were fighting your own corner.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
So, this year, no Will, your partner in crime, Will, where is he?
Oh, he's doing an internship. He's in a laboratory, applied laboratory, so he's busy, but we're still partners in crime.
I bet he wanted to come, though.
Oh, he did. Yeah, Every time I brought up the UK, he was like, oh my God, work.
Joe, we'll come back to it in a few minutes, but... You are a Brit, really, now, aren't you? Would you say that?
We're getting close. There's a few steps along the way to fully be a Brit, but
there aren't many things, I guess, that you don't know about our culture over here.
Yeah, I've learned quite a lot on this trip, actually.
Are there many like Daves in the USA?
My dad's one of them.
Yeah, you see.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Have you spoken to your parents this year? Yeah, actually, Joel, it has to be said.
Yeah.
No, I remember last year they sent a message, didn't they? And
yeah.
There better not be any surprises on this show.
No, I wouldn't do it. It's three of us today messing around on the river. You don't know the song, do you? You don't know it, Joel.
Oh, no, I'm far too young.
It's an age thing.
It is. It was in my A-levels, to be honest with you. Anyway, Dave, what's happening today? Because
well,
we are down on the river.
It's the Dragon Boat Races today. The Rotary Club of York organise this every year. 36 teams taking part on the river between Lendal Bridge and Scarborough Bridge. And we've got a team in there as well. And this year, we're down to win it, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, I hope so. And our team captain... Gemma Taylor.
Indeed. Because when I say we're going to win it, of course, I don't mean me and you, Wayne, because we're not taking part in this. We're just going to be...
How do you know I'm not in it? How do you know?
Are you not?
No.
Oh, well, that's fine. Hey, that's fine. That's fine.
I'm not but in yet, it. No, you're right.
Gemma is our team captain, the perfect person to be our team captain from Saturday afternoons on Y1 Radio. And, of course, she is a former World's Strongest Woman and has just got back from a competition in Norway last week that she won. Perfect person to be in charge.
I mean, that's amazing, isn't it? That's amazing because there's a chance we're going to get... Well, hopefully we're at least going to get into the finals.
And when He says, well, yes, well, I mean, last year we almost got into the final. We were just a fraction of a second out last year to get into the final race. So we're hopeful this year, particularly because we've got the extra member of the team in as well, who is Joe's, who wants to come all the way from the USA just to take part in this.
Yeah, I had a direct flight to York for this. Hopefully I don't bring the team down too much today. We'll see.
Did you fly into Elvington?
No, I don't know where that is.
Hey, listen, are you all ready for this? Have you ever rode before?
No. This is the first time for everything,
that's
right?
That's not what you told me.
I thought everybody had been vetted.
He told me he was good at this kind of thing.
Oh, I'm not a seasoned rower, I believe, unfortunately.
Well,
What could go wrong?
The good thing is that Dave or I aren't... We're not going to be rowing, Dave, are we?
We're in charge of looking after Chris Marsden and his barbecue, I think, aren't we?
Yes.
As long as we don't capsize.
There's plenty of support for such things.
They're big boats. There's 15 people in a boat. Then they're not going to capsize easily.
Yeah, we'll make it through somehow.
The one thing I do know, though, is that Gemma Taylor, she's ferocious, bless her. I mean, in the nicest way possible. She is the one that's going to be... Is she called a coxswain? Is that what the name is?
I don't know. I don't know whether you have that in a dragon boat, to be honest. But there is somebody who has to bang a drum. I don't know who's going to be doing that.
Gemma.
Is Gemma going to be banging the drum?
I think that's Gemma, yes. Oh, yeah. And I mean, they have got no chance. If they don't pull themselves together and do a good job, there will not be... in a good place.
Chance.
No, not at all. And if we don't win, oh my goodness, there's no barbecue, because Chris Marsden, who's doing the barbecue today, has been told that if we don't win, all the chicken and the burgers and everything goes to anybody who's walking down river.
You see, there's an incentive.
All right, I might drag us through now.
You do your best.
Now, it's JPS, back with more from the UK.
I'll tell you what, Joel, I haven't got one of them, and I've been here ages.
You guys treat me special.
You've got your own thing. You've got your own thing going on there. What's happened since last year? I mean, you've not been out of the UK a year, really, have you? Just under, what's been going on?
A lot has happened. So I had a full year of more reactions, more learning about Britain. And then this trip especially, I feel like I've traversed into much deeper depths of Britain and what it means to be British. So I've been, it's a lot easier to interact with British people for me than it was last summer, when it was much more of a surface level trip, I feel like.
Have you found out why Brits have generally not got very good teeth?
Yeah, honestly, I did think about that. that was messed up right there.
Yeah, go. Listen,
so yeah, it's like the reason why we change our teeth in America. My parents spent thousands on my teeth is because you have to have the capitalist smile. Everything is all neat. It's all about appearance and image. Where I think in Britain, I'm not saying it's not about appearance and image. You see girls, I mean, too much makeup, I feel like.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But with the
teeth, it looks like war paint, doesn't it?
All right, we don't have to get into that.
Yeah. I know. Go on.
But yeah, I feel like it's not held to as high of a standard. You don't have to have the golden smile with straight teeth. Like, and it's not natural when you think about it to pull your teeth together with wires for years on end.
No. They look like piano keys, don't they? And they look so... Sometimes I think that they're far too white. And I mean, just open your mouth and just smile. You see, they look great, but some people from the USA, they look as though they're false teeth.
No, they get veneers. They get veneers. They're ceramic. They're fake teeth, yeah.
Is that a disease?
Can I just guess, how do we manage to get how do we manage to get from dragon boat racers to this in the space of 5 minutes?
I don't care. It's more interesting. so great teeth, we are not so good at that. Having said that, You lot in the USA aren't very good at holding your knife and fork, are you? It looks as though you're gardening. Man. It looks as though you're gardening.
You got a lot of hammer, didn't
know,
you, last
I
year?
Know.
Did we talk about it last year?
Yeah, you want to know? I actually don't care. I don't care how people think I eat. My parents, oh my God, because they spend their whole life, do this, like eat, and then I'm like this huge disappointment with how I'm eating. But it's just food.
It's
at
like
the end
a pitchfork. Have you ever seen somebody with a pitchfork in the garden?
That's just
and they
how
stick
I
it
eat.
In the they stick it in the lamb chop, and then suddenly and then start soaring away. I mean, Dave wouldn't do that.
Because you had the Sunday roast, didn't you, when you were in York last time?
Yeah,
and there were so many comments on your video about the about the eating than about anything that you did in York, which is.
Listen, Joe, I'm sorry to bring it up. I do apologise that I've brought it up again. Because
what's this now?
Bringing up about the pitchfork.
Oh, it's okay. And eating it's not too big of a deal.
But your parents would be pleased that I've brought it up.
Oh, no, they're going to be furious. You might get an email, actually, right after this.
There's a team of three of us. It's only a little team. At the Radio House on James Street, Dave Parker, Joel from JPS, and myself. Now, we, Dave, have got to skedaddle very shortly, haven't we? And get ourselves
to jog down to the river in a couple of minutes. Yeah,
I mean, we're not going to get down there in 10 minutes because I've just been talking to the producer right of the show, and she says that we will literally have 10 minutes, a few songs, etc. So there's no way you'll be able to run down there in time.
I'll leave it up to you. I mean, Joel's in the first race. So he needs to get down there pretty sharpish.
What time's that starting?
About 10:45.
Oh, my goodness. Were you there this morning?
Yeah.
For a bit of a team lift, team spirit lift? And
We had a bit of a morale boost this morning, got together, talked strategy. We'll see what happens.
Did it lift your morals?
Do you want the honest answer?
No. The thing is, it's the weather, isn't it, that's going to... don't talk about the weather. Have you brought your umbrella, Dave?
I've always got my Wire One umbrella to hand.
Right. So we are literally going... We're going to have to go in a minute because, honestly, we've got a lift. I've just had somebody wave through the door to say the lift's waiting outside for us. We'll get down to the riverbank, down to the ewes, and if anybody's coming to join us, we're going to be between Scarborough Bridge and Lendl Bridge. That's the two.
Yep.
We're
in position 13. Unlucky for some, eh?
Position number 13. Mm. And I understand, and this is a very important aspect of what's going on, Joel. You like barbecue. I mean, you're from barbecue country, aren't you?
Of course, that's all we eat. It's all going to be fried, though, back home. See, this will be a bit healthier, hopefully.
So, this is interesting. You don't barbecue, then?
We do. It's just... And the United States has an obsession with putting anything in a deep fryer. We have chicken, everything, every type of chicken's fried. We fry Oreos. We fry Twinkies. It's the country of fryers.
You fry Twinkies?
Have I just intrigued you a little bit?
Overhear that, yeah. Anyway, listen, I'm going to ask you one thing. Tell me that you wouldn't fry a turkey on Christmas Day.
I would definitely do that.
You would?
Yes.
That
sounds like an amazing idea.
It would
a be. Whole turkey.
Yeah, just throw it in there.
Oh my goodness!
He's winding us up, Wayne.
Are you winding us up, Joe?
No, he's winding us up.
You're going to stick to your teeth because that stick to your teeth. Right. Okay. So where do they barbecue? Because whenever I've been to Florida or wherever, they barbecue.
They do them in the park, sometimes in the backyard, just any miscellaneous location. You'll find something fried that will probably give you a bunch of different diseases.
Oh, my goodness.
You're not selling this to us very well.
No.
Well, I have to be a bit honest at times. See, that's the Brit in me a little bit.
That's right. Hey, listen, we're coming back to you in a minute, but I want to know, on balance, who's got the best culture? I'm Wayne Chadwick. I've got Joel with me from JPS. Now, Joel, how long have you been back in the UK now?
Been back for just over a week now and have just under a week.
And where have you been?
Been to London, Bristol, Manchester, Glasgow, was just in Newcastle, and now we're in the beautiful city of York.
Have you missed York since last year?
Oh, I have. I was looking forward to this on the trip.
So, Joel, just to remind people, tell people what you do.
So, essentially, I make YouTube videos, and the videos are centered around an American's perspective and reaction to learning about different facets of British culture, music, and media. So, I'm finally here. During the summer, I come visit and see it for myself.
What are the biggest cultural differences between the US? I know it's a tough one, honestly.
Honestly, the sense of humor is a big one. If a Brit likes you, they're going to be taking the piss out of you, making fun of you. And if you're an American and you're not acquainted with that, you will take offense. I took offense at first.
Oh, no, seriously. Did you take offense when Dave was having fun with you last year?
The English, it's fine.
Yes.
When you step foot into Scotland for the first time, it's an experience.
I remember you saying that.
It was a lot better this time around because I was ready for it. Glasgow was, you know.
Right. So most Americans don't, is it because they just don't get it?
No, yeah, they don't get it whatsoever. It's all of that is lost across the pond. Like all those cultural differences and miscommunications lead to, you know, you won't even have an interaction to begin with.
And do you get us now? Do you get us now?
Yeah, I think I get you guys.
And do you give it back?
Would I give what back?
I mean the interaction. If somebody's naughty or rude,
I get.
Do you give it back now? Because you must
tenfold.
Oh my goodness, that's a lot. So other than the humor, and I really do get what you're saying. What else?
Other than the humor. It's just there's so many micro differences, like the way you guys drive, you know, you drive subcompact cars on the left side of the road. Just the way of life is so different yet so similar at the same time that you really just have to come out here and see it for yourself, the way people react to things.
Is this a fair comment that Dave mentioned to me the other day, right? The difference between
here we go. Here we go.
You know.
Here comes the bus.
What's happening?
It's so
throw me under the bus.
The thing that we have in common, right, between people from America and the UK, is that we all speak English, right? That's the one thing that is definitely in common. However, we're wired up differently.
Oh yeah.
Well, would you agree with that?
100%. I think that's what I was actually getting at, but I couldn't quite say. You're just different, so different. But that's what holds the Brits and, you know, the Americans together. Is we kind of were formed from you guys.
Answer me a question, right? When I'm in the US, I get into what's called US mode. And that mode is, how do I speak to an American? Now, I guess in some ways you do the same for us.
Is that
right? Okay, to be fair. You
have to put on a bit of a facade, act slightly differently in order to reach
just to
that
be
person.
Able to get through.
Yeah.
So a thing that I often come across in the US is that somebody will say, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What's that about? Why don't you just roll?
That's the thing, because people will approach you, and sometimes you have to get people's guard down, because we're used to seeing some crazy things.
And so you think that's the reason why people do
it's
that?
It's just an icebreaker kind of thing. You know how Americans are, very superficial, and it's like, how are you? Does anyone actually ever care how you are when they ask, how are you?
I mean, I agree, and the same for this country as well. I'm sure it's the same. Do people always...
Is that the archetypal... have a good day kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like when you say have a good day, I'm not even like, I'm never going to see that person again. Like if they have a good day or not.
So you don't care whether they're
honestly, I say it with good intentions, but for the most part, like I could be having the worst day of my life. No one would know.
Do you know what? You're being very, very honest. Listen, we have got to get down to the river.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Forgetting. You're on the boat very soon.
I know.
Let's go.
All right,
and in the meantime, we're going to play one of your best songs, which is from Queen. Don't Stop Me Now.
Let's go. I'm gonna have myself.